I wonder if my audio is going to play me like it did when I tried to make a message to y'all not too long ago. No special introduction or anything of the sort. Hey y'all, this is Ashley. It's been a while. I'm not going to address why, not again. You either caught the Patreon update or the tag on Twitter when I shared audio that way. And we just gonna keep it rolling. There is so much going on. I am recording from my car because I can't continue to not give y'all something. It doesn't make sense. But there is so much going on outside of music in the Hollywood at this moment in time that I need you to be up on it. You gotta be. Although I am your favorite foreign Korean music historian, one aspect of acknowledging the history is not just the production and quality and number of albums that are dropped by an artist. It's also the news that's surrounding it. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you heard today. Or maybe you already did because of social media. But Hyuna and Dawn have broken up. And for people who are deeply invested in the magic and joy of other people's intimate relationships, this is probably earth-shattering. I felt that this was coming. That's not some big old, ooh, Ashley's so smart. No. When almost everything for Dawn has been, oh, that's the guy who was previously in Pentagon, and that's the guy who followed his girlfriend over to another label, and everything that he does is somehow associated with and or tied into her. He needs an identity of his own, and the relationship superseded that. So I felt like this was coming. I so deeply hate that both of them have invested their hearts so deeply that they became engaged, which we have alleged it was never 100% confirmed. Just because they had rings does not mean the way that the majority of us interpreted it is actually correct. They never gave a formal announcement. I want you to think about that for real. Yes, they used their social media and said some things in terms of words, but did they not poach us before like that when she had the all-white birthday party and it looked like it was a wedding reception? Have we not seen it before? We have. So I feel bad for them in that regard. They have resolved to stay friends. I don't know if I could stay friends with someone I was engaged to. Oh, well, let's say that as if I haven't done it. That's my business, not none of y'all's. Okay, but before that, let's go back just a couple of hours ago, just a couple of days at maximum. The Mama, you know, the award show that happens every single year. Excuse me. Coughing will be happening on this audio. If this audio doesn't fail me, coughing will be happening. G-Idol, their leader, made a little jab at the show, like, come on now, what award will you give us this time? We don't want specially created awards and whatnot. And everybody's like, ooh, gasp, shock, the scandal of her calling them out. Being called out at the exact award show that you're attending is not something new. I'm not saying it doesn't matter that she's doing it. Go ahead and call them out. I think it's dope that you're telling them about themselves, yet you are there. You're still there. And hopefully, based on what we'll be talking about next, they'll be cutting you a check, it'll clear, and it's on time. Because we already know that several groups are not earning what they should, most particularly Luna, who is really, really, really in an interesting circumstance at this moment. One of their members, Chu, was let go from the group before she even knew it was going to be a possibility, which ultimately wasn't a concern for her because she was taking them to court anyway for not compensating them, her as herself and them as the group. And BBC was like, no, we'll check you on that. We'll go ahead and let you go first and make it seem like you are the problem and that you have toxic behavior and whatnot. And not only did other celebrities and other managers in the industry step to her defense, not very aggressively, but most certainly done in a tactful way. 9 members of Luna was like, oh, this is what we doing? Great. F you. I'm going to go ahead and take you to court too as well so I can terminate my contract. I don't recall any level of solidarity being displayed on this level at any particular time in recent K-pop history. Now, recent, I'm talking about in the past 10 years. We most certainly know that there are groups who have left their labels as a whole. My guys, GOT7, we know that certain artists have been pushed out of their groups and erased from history, but still raised magical numbers and opportunities for themselves. TVXQ, you know, it's not distinctly so different, so fresh that it's never happened before, but it is very, very powerful that these women are deciding to stand together. And it's not even a guarantee 100% that they will continue as Luna all together. There are two who are still going to be on their contract for a little bit of time. They have not made any formal announcements, or informal for that matter, about their next steps, but they might be waiting for things such as visas and other opportunities that are already on the table to finalize and or clear before they follow suit. Because who wants to get work thrown on them on a regular basis, put on a tour that turned into a hot damn mess for nothing? You just want to do it for free? Nah, cuz we're not doing that. And even though this is not what most of you would immediately think about in terms of K-pop, this does count for another actor who was also an artist who has not been paid for his work in like decades. There's an S on that word. It's just it's a lot of bad, mind-blowingly, oh, y'all thought y'all could get away with it stuff going on in the industry right now. And we are actively involved as consumers of this media in the revelation, the resolution, and the revolting of these people creating new paths for themselves. They are depending heavily on YouTube revenue. They are hoping that their solo work and their solo covered labels is enough to sufficiently sustain them. And for some, it works perfectly well. For others, it might be the end. But we are seeing the revolution. It's exciting as all get out. There's a boy band, Omega X, who have gone through quite a bit of horrible abuse that was publicized by way of social media. Those of us who actively use Twitter are, especially those of us in North America, we like to assume that the rest of the world is heavily on Twitter as well. It's not. Percentage-wise, I think it's, I hate giving incorrect factual information. I believe it's like 2% of the U.S. population numerically in terms of how many people actually use Twitter on a regular basis, but we believe it to be fairly widespread because we're on there all the time. But it's not. Facebook's still trumping everybody in terms of active users and the amount of news and things that passes by on that. Nonetheless, without Twitter, without the power of social networks and social media, some of the abuses may have continued to be unnoticed, unchecked at Omega X's previous label, or it still might be their current. I know they're taking them to trial as well. Excuse me. So that stuff is important. It's a lot. There's other things. I just didn't want to stop the entirety of the podcast without acknowledging these things, and I have to take it in a more formal and organized approach a little later. Writing would be a necessary thing at some point. But again, if you were up to date on those previous things I was talking about that are going on in my world and whatnot, then you know my time has not been as as flexible as one would hope. Unrelated, I have a McDonald's gift card and I wanted a hash brown and I didn't pack the gift card. It is somewhere in the abyss of my house. I hate everything. I don't want to pay for it. Not when it was going to be treated to me via gift card. Look at that line. I'm not going over there to do that. I'm not that hungry. I can't eat right now anyway. I took medicine and you can't eat for an hour after it. I gotta wait. Go in this house and make me some oatmeal. I bought groceries. I don't know where this just went, and neither do you. But I will be back. And I have accepted. I have accepted that some of my episodes might have to go back to the same energy and vibes and level of production that I had in my first season, so I can continue to give you what I want to give you. I might not have magic just yet, but I still have a lot of music to listen to and a lot to say. So if you show up for me, I'll show up for you, even if the audio will be trash sometimes. All right, bye y'all.